This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The entire life of those who follow Christ changed after the resurrection of him. And the life become a continuous proclamation of our risen Lord. As we can see today, Peter in the first reading, or St. Paul in the second reading. That is the main invitation of our celebration today. Our life should be a continuous and joyful proclamation of our risen Lord. But to be able to do this, we must experience in ourselves that he is alive. And we must open our life and hearts to that experience of living Christ in our own self. We need to experience the newness of the gospel and the newness of the resurrection of the Lord in our own life. That is a big mystery, and it's also a big challenge to experience that he is alive, that the power of the cross and the resurrection can transform our own life and the life of the world today. Our life, our actions, our options should be an expression, should be a testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. To whom are we called to bring this good news? Once you experience that good news by ourselves, we are compelled to bring that good news first to our families. That the good news of the resurrection will help then, especially in difficult moments, moments of suffering, pain, and joy. Even though it may be challenging and difficult because of many in our families, they already have walked away from our faith. But even though we are called to bring that good news to them and to show to them that he is alive in us and that he is available also for them. We also are supposed to bring that good news to those who are in need, those who are sick, lonely, or suffering any kind of trial, that the resurrection of Christ will give them hope and strength to overcome their difficulties. The great sign of hope for everybody is the resurrection. That is the great sign of hope, that he conquered death. And that is also our hope in general. We must suppose also to bring that good news to our community and to all of us. That as we discover and experience the joy of the resurrection, we may fulfill our mission to bring this good news to those around us, to all the earth. And yes, this message of hope and life and peace should be proclaimed to the whole world, especially with many people are experiencing hard time and they are having a kind of despair because of many reasons that we all know. Our celebration today should be a sign of hope and life and peace, not only for us who believe, but for the entire world. His power, the power of Jesus, still, and it is a good news. A sign of hope and life. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.